Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
America Tonight. Yeah, but still about the polls, I hate to say. But it was just a week ago that we were talking about the getting ready for the debate and what was going to happen with Donald Trump and what would happen to his numbers and what would be the specifics that would be discussed. And since then, we've had the Megyn Kelly wars with Donald Trump, and the ratings were huge, over 3 million. And for, you know, any primetime event nowadays, especially news or political related, that's very, very high on the upper end of the scale. So without a doubt. So as we swing into this hour of ATN, talking about politics a little bit, what you have now is with Washington, D.C. vacated, picture this if you will, you have lawmakers who are saying, you know what, I'm not going to swallow this Iran deal. I think it's bogus to lift the sanctions. I think we're getting jobbed, and this is not the right thing to do, because they're going to do a nuclear proliferation. They're going to come up with a nuke, and it's going to be pointed at Israel. Benjamin Netanyahu is screaming and yelling and desperately wants the United States not to be the leader of the band, and was furious over everything that happened in the wheeling and dealing with Iran and the six countries. So you've got lawmakers who have gone over to Israel to talk to Benjamin Netanyahu, and Chuck Schumer is one of the most vocal Democrats who's saying, no way, we're not doing it. So if the president vetoes legislation we're going to send over to kill the Iran deal, then we're going to try to get enough people to override this, which means you have to have the Democrats because you're going to have the Republicans. And I think the White House is trying to hedge its bets, which is why the president is talking more and more still about Iran and how, no, there's ways to check this and it's not true what you're hearing, and we can put the sanctions back in. We can do that. If for some reason they didn't honor the agreement. So we haven't heard the last of this, and thank goodness we haven't. In the meantime, quickly, I'm going to zoom to something else. More and more we're seeing young people, and it's not a joke and it's not exaggerated, getting ready to join up with ISIS. There's a big story that broke about these two people, a couple, newlyweds, young, from Mississippi, that were going to join ISIS. And they talked about the fact that they had a honeymoon cover-up to join up with ISIS. That's what they were planning to do. So you had the New Jersey guy who's being held on ISIS charges, and they're all young. And now you have this other couple. They were going to go to Syria, and they were going to hook up with ISIS. And luckily, they were stopped. They were stopped over the weekend at an airport in Columbus, Mississippi. And they're accused of conspiring and attempting to provide material support. That's the words they always use. And resources to ISIS. What is going on? Why do we have people that are leaving this country, taking their passport, and they see what ISIS is doing in beheading people, setting people on fire, raping women, and a woman and a guy get married and this is where they want to go? What is wrong? How sick in the head are you to hook up with this group? How crazily disillusioned are you? The couple described their skills, asked how they could help the terror group. Oh, saying they were good with computers, education, and media. Luckily, the FBI was watching them. So all of their love notes to ISIS about their volunteer skills were going to the FBI. So they had tickets from Columbus, Mississippi to Istanbul, and they were going to go from there. And this is what they did. When they got caught, they confessed to attempting to travel to Turkey to join ISIS. Wow. And the couple that's accused, the accused are, one is the son of an imam and the daughter of a police officer. And recently converting to Islam. Both are former Mississippi State University students. Boy, very, very nefarious stuff happening. Very. Grim, we're going to you right off the bat. How are you?
Well, the Mississippi people, Kate, that kind of explains the Clintons and the...
I just think it's so crazy. I mean, I just have to say this. Forget political ideology. Who cares about that? What is sending somebody in their 20s that in their mind that, yes, screw the United States, I'm going to go to Istanbul because it's going to be great there, and I'm a woman, and I'm a young, good-looking woman. I'm married to this guy, and he agrees with me. We're going to go over there, and we're going to help them however we can. Are they not seeing what they're doing to Christians and to other people?
I can't explain that. Don't ask me to. I can't.
It's not. It's just nuts.
I can tell you how to solve it instead of arresting them because they're still American citizens. Let them have their right. But before they get on that plane in the airport, you put an IF chip in them. And then when you get a little blink over there in one of the terror cell camps, you send in a
predator
with a help. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, well, this is what you get for joining them.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I won't say it on air, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
That's what you do. That's how you solve these problems.
Wow.
Sure, the Clintons, which are just like them, and, oh, God, come on, let me back down just a little bit. You know, the liberals are going to say, that's inhumane. No, that's protecting our best interests is what it is.
Well, this is what the problem is. Luckily, the FBI was all over this because they stopped them. So they hadn't been monitoring them, they wouldn't have been able to get them.
Yeah, but we've curtailed the FBI.
I know.
Secret agents so much
yep.
that, well, we got to arrest them, and they're going to get in there, and the defense attorney, because I get that locally. He wanted to comment, but he didn't want to comment.
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah.
He hesitated as to why he was taking the case. He was asked that. And he said, he went to say something, but then he said, well, for now I'm going to just back off and no comment. But
See,
it's just like Hillary today. This is what I called in about. So what they finally found out about her emails. Let's go back to the very beginning and prosecute her for the fact that she wasn't doing what she's supposed to do by having the server and not utilizing the government to keep it secret.
Exactly. That's what I said the other night. How can it be that nobody says, excuse me, you have to do that? Even the president's doing it. Everybody's doing it. I don't get how that happened in the first place. There was nobody saying, ma'am, you can't do this. You cannot do it. All right, I'll tell you what. We're up against it, Grim, but I'm going to do the rare thing. I'm going to carry you over for a few minutes over on the other side. So hang through for us. If you want to chime in on that couple that got stopped, or Hillary and the servers, which is insane, too. 855-266-5283.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
When they enter into a room. But if you look at the odds, they're still stacked in favor of Hillary. Or are they? Now we have the server that's been turned over, and supposedly there is some classified information on it. Does that put her in a position where she can, you know, ultimately find herself out of the running and slurking away from running for president? I say no. Teflon. You know why it's called Teflon? Nothing sticks to it. Hey, Grim, so you were finishing up your thoughts on Hillary.
Well, I'll make it kind of common sense. It's like giving a kid $10 bill and turning them loose in a penny candy store. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the problem right there. Because the reason she's Teflon is because if you prosecute her, then next it's Harry Reid, then it's John Boehner. It don't matter whether you're Republican. They're a fraternity. It don't matter whether you're Democrat. They're a fraternity of career politicians, and you can't touch them.
Yeah, and I think people forget that it is exactly what you said. That's why I was always harping about a third party to break up the monotony of the two. And that's
and
the problem.
Do?
That's it. You, yeah.
What do they do? They combine forces to keep it from happening.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's it in a nutshell.
They've seen it too many times. I mean, even with the Tea Party that claimed they did not want to become a party, which is somewhat, I started that, believe it or not. When I started on it. And the Internet, to me, and the guy that really is claimed for it, he can say this because he knows I did it on the Internet. To me, the Internet, it's become about as useful and as great usefulness as it's a good obituary. Because did a document everything you do right up to your death.
That's true. That's true, isn't it? It is. Everything that you put, that's what they keep telling people who are younger, that if you're applying for jobs and you're, be careful what you're putting on Facebook and Instagram and all the social media outlets, the ways to do that, because, thanks, Grim, because you are, Grim says you're writing your obituary, because it is a trail of whatever's happened in your life, which, you know, didn't exist before, which also is different when we're talking about running for office, because this is something politicians didn't have to deal with on the on a big level like they have to now, where everything is short-circuited down to just a few characters, and you don't get the whole story and, you know, whatnot from there. I think that this, the alarming thing is, as we switch from politics to what's going on with this, the Americans who are deciding they want to go fight for ISIS, is I think it's starting to get to the point where it is pretty scary. You know, whether we're talking about six people or not from different parts of the country, that's six people that wanted to leave to join a group that they knew were killing people. I mean, they're killing people. That's what they're doing. For whatever the purported reason is, the bottom line is you're saying, yes, I'm going to join this cause. It's not like I'm going off to join the Peace Corps. I'm going off to join it, some cult that I believe in. I'm going off to join a group of people who their sole mission is you either are in this gang or you're dead. I mean, you know, it's like this New Jersey guy, a 20-year-old New Jersey man taken into custody. Why? 2 months after his brothers and sisters were arrested for trying to hook up with ISIS. Nadir Sadeh. Hands bound in chains in a federal courthouse hours after he was arrested. Looking at the ground while they read the charges against him, he's 20 years old. One count of conspiracy to provide material support, there we go again, to the Islamic State of Iraq. And one count of attempting to provide material to support ISIS. It carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. Oh, so of course he's being held without bail. He didn't enter a plea on Monday. He traveled overseas in May from JFK Airport in New York to Amman, Jordan, to try to get to. And see, here's the thing. That's what it is. Those two kids that got married were going from Istanbul. They were trying to get to Istanbul and then go to ISIS. He was going to Jordan and then going into ISIS territory. So the belief is, I'm there with you. I'm going to do what I have to do. I'm going to try to hook up. And for what? And for what? And this was a whole bunch of them. I mean, this was a family because the brothers were buying tickets for each other and they're all in the same spot. And according to the informant who notified the FBI, so thank goodness somebody notified the FBI of Sadeh's plans to join ISIS, believed that ISIS's execution of a Jordanian pilot by burning him alive and the killings of several staffers at Charlie Hebdo in Paris were justified. And that's what set this person to saying, okay, I'm going to make a phone call. I'm going to make a phone call. And when they searched his computer, they found evidence so that he was looking at all the ISIS propaganda, researching flights, all that kind of stuff. And that he was going to try and hook up with ISIS. And one of the things that they found was that his mother had sent emails to him pleading him to stay in the U.S. and not to join ISIS, so they were aware of it, saying, they seduce you under the flag of Islam, but when you get to them, you see things that make you hate your situation. And, you know, so you have all these young people who are leaving whatever it is, and they're hooking up with ISIS. But the fact that you've got these Americans doing it, or trying to do it, and so many have been stopped, when you think of a group that rationalizes mass killings and kidnappings and brutal atrocities raping women and just flat out killing people. Do you believe in our cause or not? Boom, we kill you. That's tragic. I mean, it's tragic. How you completely stop this is by infiltrating as many areas as you can legally, because now, of course, there are some difficulties in doing that, and then getting information from people who are worried because they start to hear language that isn't joking language and is very serious and know that, oh, this isn't good, because I think they're really going to jump ship and do whatever they can to jump into the fight. You know, there's whatever it takes. Just jump right into it. Wow. All right, now all of a sudden, too, as we go from Hillary and the servers and the FBI, or really Department of Justice, taking them and going over them, to ISIS and the couple that gets stopped in Mississippi and the guy in New Jersey and what in the world is going on, to the outrage of the last couple of weeks. More people know more about poaching and tigers now and lions than probably ever before. Every third thing you read is about that since Cecil the Lion was killed. So now they're saying in Bangladesh, they're saying that there was a shootout in a national park, a 45-minute firefight. Police are cracking down, right? And five officers ended up getting injured as a result of this shootout. And in the meantime, they recovered three tiger skins, five guns, and that is through these mangrove forests of the park, which are home to what is a rare species, the Royal Bengal tiger, that they're the only mangrove forest in the world where tigers are found. And it's found primarily in India with smaller populations in Bangladesh and Nepal, and you get the idea. But there's not a lot. They say there's like 2,000, maybe up to 2,500 left in the world. And even now they're saying in Bangladesh maybe 106, which, wow, you think 106. But they killed six tiger poachers. They just killed them. So the firefight led to the deaths of the poachers. Wow. All right, stay with us. More coming your way next.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days. You took your love away.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Would you like to use your IRA funds to buy precious metals and hold them at home? Are you wary of the stock market, paper gold, or faraway depositories? With a checkbook IRA, you may legally take custody of IRA-owned gold and silver. Visit CheckbookIRA.com and learn how IRA owners in all 50 states have already taken control. CheckbookIRA.com. CheckbookIRA.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
There's a barbarian party and a pile of hills, 15 children in the usual south there. Put it on museum and a head no doubt. All I ever wanted was a show.
Tonight, very thrilled to have on this show Lance Allred. He is a passionate person, and because I've been listening to his podcast, so I certainly know that, and I've heard that from others. He's the keynote motivational speaker. Woohoo! You want to hear him speak for sure. He's a published author and the first deaf player in NBA history, and there's so much more to Lance, and we're going to just dive right into it. Lance, thanks for spending some time with us.
Oh, no, thanks for having me. It's going to be a blast.
All right, so let's talk about, first of all, your background. You grew up tell us about the background of growing up in Mormon culture, but you had to deal with the polygamous culture of that. Explain that, because I was just reading something about breaking through that and what it was like for you, because you were in a much different world, obviously.
Yeah, so obviously there's a misnomer that most people think Mormons are polygamous. It's not true. About 0.001% of Mormons are polygamous. It's kind of like radical Islam. So I grew up in a polygamous commune in rural Montana, born there in 1981. My grandfather, Rulin, was the quote-unquote prophet. He founded this polygamous group. And the reason why I'm legally deaf or 80% hearing loss is that my grandfather was the naturopath. He's the one that delivered all the babies for his commune. But he told my parents not to worry about the Rh factor. If you're familiar with that.
Yeah.
I'll explain it anyway. My mother was a negative. My father was a positive blood type. And nowadays, the hospital just simply injects you with something, no question asked. But when you're born in your grandmother's bedroom, in this polygamous commune without the medical amenities to take care of this kind of things, lots of stuff happens. But my parents had four kids before me, and I was the last one. And when I was born, I was almost dead. And they finally took me to a hospital in tiny Hamilton, Montana, and there was a Johns Hopkins educated resident who specialized in RH because he was an RH baby himself. And so he took me and put me in the incubator, and I had several blood changes, not just transfusions, but changes over 2 weeks. And so we're not sure if the nerves in my ears never fully developed or if they were damaged during the blood changes. But at the age of two, everyone realized when, you know, I was violent and very frustrated as a kid, they finally took me to an audiologist and they found out that, yes, I'm severely hearing impaired. And, you know, I could be angry or upset, but because of my grandfather, I am deaf. But he was assassinated 4 years before I was born by the wife of a rival polygamist leader. And so I never knew the man, but I grew up in his polygamist utopian dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were some good things to it. I mean, I had over 400 first cousins. And, you know, we were like little smurfs running around in this polygamous commune in rural Montana.
Wow. I can imagine, obviously, you speak about that and you talk about it. What kind of reaction do you get from people? I think it's a great story to share because of what people can learn from that.
Yeah. The great thing about my story is that it caters to any demographic. And that it's not just sports, it's not just religion or psychology, it's not just perseverance and achieving your dreams or whatnot. I can customize it to anybody. But when the thing about the polygamous aspect is when I was 12, you know, there's some baggage. You know, obviously, every background, you're going to have baggage. But at the age of five, my Sunday school teacher had told me that God had made me deaf as a form of punishment for being unfaithful in a pre-existence. And, you know, as an adult, you kind of laugh at these things like, yeah, you need to get yourself checked into an insane asylum. But as a five-year-old kid, you're absorbing all this information around you, and the cult mentality is very submissive, very do as you're told. And so I developed a huge victim martyrdom complex. Yes, I'm being punished. God doesn't love me. I have to earn God's love, and et cetera, et cetera. So there's baggage there. And so that's something that people really have to understand about us, too, is that, yes, I mean, yeah, I have achieved a lot in my life, but a lot of it was overcoming my own limitations, my own thought patterns that I placed on myself that, underlying, subconsciously followed me and were pervasive throughout my adult life until I finally learned to change it around. And so when I was 12, my father was the heir apparent to the All-Red group. He was a doctrinaire. He was a theologian. He's the guy that knew all the history about why we did what we did. He discovered that several of our leaders had been sexually abusing their kids for years, and we were like, if these are men of God, how is it even possible? But we were the only ones that left. Well, my father, yes, I grew up in a monogamous home. He did at one point have a second wife, but she left shortly after I was born, so I had no recollection of her. So I grew up in a monogamous home, but it was normal for, yes, my cousin to have several moms. So you could say, yes, we were able to leave because we only had one wife and we could move, whereas my aunts were in plural marriages with great guys where they just supposed to tell the second wife, hey, good luck, you get the kids, we'll take the kids. So you can say they were trapped in a way. But if you're unhappy enough, I don't care what your situation is, you'll get out of there in any situation, not just polygamy.
Yeah.
But my father became the scapegoat because everyone adored him so much. All of a sudden, he's now the apostate. We don't have to think about all these other perverts who are on the council. Let's just focus on bands so everyone can bury their head in the sand. And I learned at that age that most of religion is psychology, cult mentality, is that we're going to die, and it gives us huge anxiety. And so we have religion to pacify that anxiety by telling us, yes, there's a heaven, we're going to be okay. But then you take a needle of steroids and you inject it right into the ego, and now you get to tell yourself, but we're special. We have the one true faith, and God knows us all personally, and we're all going to be his right hand, and everyone else is going to be our servants. So you realize it's mostly psychology. There's nothing spiritual about it.
Yeah. So coming from that background, what do you, what is your theory, or do you practice any kind of so-called, like you're saying, religion or spirituality, or what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah. He must label, I am a spiritual person having a human experience.
There you go. I like that. That's great. Yeah. A spiritual person.
Yeah, I mean, when we broke away, we did join the mainstream LDS church. I grew up there as a teenager. And so by this time, we were living in Salt Lake City. And it was good because it helped me kind of assimilate into the mainstream culture that was Salt Lake City. So I wasn't such a baby, socially speaking, because you kind of have stunted social skills when you grow up in a commune and your cousins are your support system because you're blood. You have to like each other. But now that we were moving out and I didn't have my cousins anymore, and that, transitioning into mainstream Mormonism helped, but it didn't really fit because I used the analogy of, like, you see the war movies and a soldier gets shot in the stomach and he's trying to put his guts back in. He can't put them back in. It keeps flipping out. So once you break out of one little paradigm like that, it's really hard to fit back into another paradigm very perfectly. It's almost impossible.
Yeah.
And then also with all my travels, you know, Mark Twain said it best, travel kills all prejudice, biases, and everything. And having traveled around the world for 10 years playing basketball, it's just like, you know what, I'm just a human. Who am I to think that I could possibly put God inside of a box?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love that. So you made the transition for us. You saw that. I love that, the talking about Mark Twain and using that analogy, or using Mark Twain to say, hey, you experience the world and you think differently. So you got to experience the world. Tell us how the basketball started for you.
The basketball started right at the time when we broke away from the all-red group. I grew from 5'10 to 6'4 that year in eighth grade. And I had no friends. Yeah, it's just new school. I'm walking around the hallway, and the coach sees me. He's like, hey, you should come play basketball. I'm like, sure, I've never played before. I mean, I was so uncoordinated and clumsy with my inner ear imbalance at the time. And by the way, the reason why I can hear you talk right now is, one, the digital era is a great age to be deaf, and that I can finally hear the diction, but also I have it on speakerphone. And so if you were listening to it, you would have an earache for the rest of the day, probably, just because it's blasting.
Right.
And, you know, people are like still skeptical, but when I show my keynotes, I have video footage of me at the age of 12 talking, and you can't even understand me. It's that bad.
Wow.
And you know how, like, deaf people, they kind of talk like that's almost diction.
Yeah.
You do this, you talk in the back of your mouth because you feel the reverberation in your skull, and you feel like you're making a sound.
But
then finally, when I got my digital hearing aids when I was 16, I was like, you finally start to hear a little bit of the diction in the front of the mouth. And you're like, I see what's going on. And so I was a speech therapy twice a week till I was 16. And, you know, I had to first learn to read the word, watch someone pronounce it, and learn how to speak back in kind. And so it took me, and now after 34 years speaking English, I take the vowel shifts, the A-E-I-O-U, and the context of the conversation we're having, and you piece together what's being said. Because, you know, most people, especially when you first meet, we only say so many things to each other, so you kind of know what the patterns are. And I just kind of just answer everything back because I know that's what's coming next.
And you're able to figure it out. Lance, hold on a second. We're going to continue there. We've got to step away for a quick second. We'll be back with more of Lance Allred here in just a minute on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Talking about what a revelation, Lance, I have to say, I think I'm a pretty educated woman, and I have a friend who's a writer, and he's deaf, and he's got hearing aids that he tells me are tremendous, but some of what you said resonate because he's told me about that, and also he says reading lips, especially when someone's kind of
absolutely
a talker, and they enunciate, so he says, like, it's easy for him when he's sitting across from me to be able to see that, but
yeah.
As you said, so it's better for somebody who's deaf in this age, because there's just more modern conveniences that help.
Absolutely. Growing up, I just had those big analog hearing aids. And all that really is just a big giant speaker being plugged into your ear and just blasting sound. So you have a constant headache as a kid. I hated my hearing aids. I tried to hide them all the time and get rid of them. But of course, my mom would always pay my siblings to go find them. And so I hated them, but digital is so much nicer now because, one, it's not just blasted sound, but when there's a voice, it immediately registers it, and then it amplifies it, but it's nothing crazy. So, yeah, I mean, what a blessing that these challenges that I have, I'm in this modern age that allow me to be successful and to assimilate into the culture. But with basketball, I never wore them because collision. After that year when I started playing, and I wasn't very good at all, I started playing again at the age of 14. Before that, I was a Nintendo kid, and I was very good at Nintendo. But we slowly started to work and work. But the catch is, I couldn't tell you this honestly at the time. I wasn't old enough to have this dialogue in my head. But looking back, I know the reason why I got as good as I did, as quickly as I did, was my main drive. Well, one, I love to prove people wrong. I have a nasty habit of doing that. It's a great motivator, but it's kind of empty calories. Because once you prove someone wrong, you're kind of like, oh, okay, now what? But also, I was playing so that God would love me. Even though we had broken away from polygamy, we joined the mainstream LDS church, so we're still talking about the same God, the same Book of Mormon, Joseph Smith and everything. So in my head, I'm thinking, okay, this is still the same God that I had been told that was punishing me with hearing loss for being unfaithful in this pre-existence before this life. And so that was my main motivator, is that I had to work that much harder just to be normal, but also I had to atone for some past sin that I had no recollection of. And so every made or missed shot had eternal ramifications. And so looking back, you might be able to understand now, rarely did I actually ever really enjoy it. It was, I'm playing for my eternal soul, really. Though no one ever really told me this, this the information I have been receiving throughout life to this point, and how I've created this really shoddily quilted paradigm, and this is how I made the logic fit. But it's a double-edged sword, and so yes, later we realized that I had obsessive compulsive disorder, but I kept it hidden through basketball for so many years. And so I would go home after every game, and I would lay there, and I would replay every play precisely in my head and think about what I could have done better.
Wow.
Or every made or missed shot, every turnover. So everything, again, had just eternal consequences, and that's how intense it was. So, yes, it's a double-edged sword, but that's also what allowed me to get as good as I did, as quickly as I did.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's kind of how the basketball started.
Wow. And so, you know, you go through and you've played for a whole bunch of different teams, and then you get this break in the NBA. You're signed to like a 10-day deal with the Cavaliers. I remember it. I was on the air, actually. It was in March of 2008. Then they sign you for the remainder of the season. What was it like playing for the Cavaliers, playing in the NBA?
I'll tell you, this is where this is the whole story, where it kind of climaxes. But I remember I was standing there on an NBA court in Cleveland. I was shooting a free throw, and I remember standing there and I was thinking, is this it? Is this the best that it gets?
Oh, wow.
Because now you can understand is that the reason why I was playing basketball was so that I would feel love, that I would think that God, that I would feel this love that people kept talking about of what God provides. And so once I finally got there, and I was thinking, well, why don't I feel any different? Why do I still have all this anxiety? Why don't I feel any more secure? Why don't I feel that God loves me? But that was the deep psychological stuff. But as far as the perks of playing in the NBA, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, yeah, I had fun playing with LeBron. I know people give him a lot of flack, but I keep telling everyone, context, please, context. This is a guy who grew up in a background where no father figure. His mother, as we know, was very absent.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, coming out of high school with that much money and fame thrown his way, to handle it as well as he did, people don't understand. They'll never know that kind of pressure, but they can sit there and judge. And I tell people, LeBron James is one of the smartest people I have ever played with, not just basketball IQ, but just pure human intellect. LeBron is up there, one of the people I've known. He's a very intelligent person. People don't understand that.
Yeah, I've heard that from other people, Lance, too, that have gotten close to him. Like, you were close because you're there playing on the team.
Yeah.
And it's what people don't know. It's what they read in the media.
Exactly. And the thing is, and they keep comparing him to Jordan, but Jordan didn't have to deal with social media.
Yeah.
So he was able to always be like an arm's length removed, still mythological in a way. Whereas social media just invades privacy. There's no, so you either can keep trying to ignore it and be viewed as a petty brat, or you can just embrace it and try to go into it, which people then think you're a diva. So go figure.
Yeah.
You can't win.
can't win.
You can't win. And, but then, like, the person travel and everything. So people often ask me, like, yeah, what was your favorite thing about the movie? What do you miss the most? I'm telling them, like, towels.
Like,
towels? I'm like, towels. Do you know how many teams I've played around the world in gyms with no air conditioning, with no towels around? So you're just sweating, just sliding everywhere. I'm like, man, I could just use a towel right now. Because when you're in the NBA, I'm 100% serious. You can put your hand out, and there will be some little minion with a towel ready to put it in your hand. That's what I miss the most about it.
Yeah, you got to love that. We're speaking with Lance Allred, keynote motivational speaker, former player in the NBA, first deaf player in the NBA. Lance, so now you transition that to what I'll call the platform, and you're out there speaking. What's speaking been like for you?
Oh, yeah, so I just retired 5 months ago. I did my last job in Puerto Rico. But I've had a lot of practice. My book tour in 2009, I realized that, you know, I enjoy this. This is pretty fun. And it's the same adrenaline rush. You know what I'm talking about? You get the pregame jitters, and then you get on the stage and get warmed up a little bit. And then some days you don't quite have it, but then some days you're just in the zone. All the right words and adjectives come exactly to precisely the right time. And it's the same adrenaline rush that those athletes are junkies for. And so now I get to go stand on the stage and I get to communicate with people. And one, I don't have to listen to them and converse back. It's not like I'm in a loud room where my anxiety just spikes with several people talking. I just have to talk. People have to listen to me. That's not that hard. It's like shot a free throw in front of 16,000 people that want me to miss. That's pressure. Just talking for an hour isn't pressure. And so it's, some people are surprised, like, wow, you know, who knew you would, be taken off as well as you did, and you're actually quite good at it. I'm like, well, I guess, I mean, I come from a line of polygamous charlatans, so obviously I have a knack for gabbing.
You have the gift of gab.
Exactly.
Oh, I love that. I want to tell everybody so you can learn more about Lance, and, hey, you can have him come to your area and speak. Who knows? There might be a right fit there. How can they do that? They can go, well, one, they can go to LanceAllred41.com. You have a Book Me button right there. They can hit that, right, for more info?
I do. And last week I just signed with American Programs Bureau, the oldest speakers bureau in the world, and they just contacted me and it said, we love what you do. We'd love to have you on our team. I'm like, so you can go to apbspeakers.com as well. And so, yeah, just 5 months in with how fast it's taking off, I mean, I'm just pinching myself. And people think it's overnight, but as you know, I mean, these are skills and connections that I've been developing over the last 10 years as a professional basketball player. And professional basketball in sports is corporate. It's a corporate world. And it's a beautiful segue for me because I don't have to lead any skill or connections that I developed over the last 20 years as a basketball player. I get to just simply roll over all those hours as well as a basketball player that never quite paid off financially that I invested into being a player, and I get to roll them all over into this new profession. So it's just a beautiful segue for me. It really is. There's no hitch or hiccup right now.
I love it. Lance Allred, perfect place to end this. Thank you so much, and continued success.
Thank you, Kate. Thanks for having me, and best of luck to you. You did great work.
Thanks.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.